How does the game plan change with or without Odell, or is it the same game plan, you just substitute people?
Well, he's obviously a great player, and other guys are going to have to step up. There are some concepts that we feel really good about, both in the run and the pass game, and we're going to move forward in that direction, and we'll see what happens and whether he's able to play or not.
What gives you optimism when you look at this offense? You know, you saw them in the all spring, all summer. That, what makes you think that this is a better unit now?
I think a lot of the cumulative reps that we've had, I think a lot of the challenges that we gave them in the preseason. You know, preseason objectives are different than the regular season. We're trying to evaluate our personnel. We're trying to put our guys in some difficult situations to see how they respond. And I think in looking at the entire body of work, both from most recently in the preseason, all through training camp, all through the spring, we have a great deal of confidence going into the game Sunday.
Personnel-wise, though, what area do you talk about that? What area do you think you have more to work with?
I'm not sure if I follow your.
When you're thinking about being better this year, when you look at it personnel-wise,
okay.
You as a coach, you look at what you have.
I understand. Okay. From a personnel standpoint, I think there's some additions that we have to our team who are blending in nicely. There's added experience. Some guys have another year under their belt, so there's been some improvements with those who were on our team last year. So I think you combine those two factors, and we have a reason to be optimistic.
A lot of native players kind of growing and learning. Your third year, like running this office, how much have you grown? How much more comfortable do you get year to year being with the fans?
I think with every year, every coach and player gets more comfortable. I think one of the advantages that should serve us well this season is our entire offensive staff returns. And so, unlike some off seasons when there's somebody that's new coming in, they have to be taught the system. I mean, football is football, but there's still terminology and a way about doing things. And with us having that continuity and our players having that continuity, it just allows us to get to conclusions a little bit faster. And there's a comfort level that comes with that, of course.
Coach, you guys are making the decision that you haven't been made over the past few years. You decided to keep a fullback in the roster in Shane Smith. What can a guy like him add to this roster and add to that position?
Well, when you have a fullback on your roster, that enables you to have an additional personnel grouping that gives some different runs and different passes. And that, I think, gives the defenses more that they have to prepare for. You know, it's been alluded to time and again about the 90% 11 personnel that we were last year. And I think when you have some additional personnel groupings, just gives the defense a few more things that they have to prepare for, gives us a few more options for the versatility. That is always going to be to our advantage. So that's something we're excited about.
Mike, last year we heard a lot from players and coaches that this will be the week. This will be the week we break down, and it just never happened. How important is it to get off to a quick start and to erase that narrative, I guess?
Well, I think the focus really is just on this being a division game, and it's the start of the new season. I don't think anyone is looking in the rearview mirror and saying, hey, we have something to prove, or let's make this different. It's a great opportunity against the defending division champions at their place, and I think that in itself is enough motivation and enough reason for guys to really zero in and lock in on our preparations and practice and the meetings and just to go out and focus on that objective, you know, going down there
Mike,
to win the game.
From your time as the quarterback's coach to now, how has Eli changed or has he changed?
I think what's been the same is his work ethic, his professionalism, his consistency, his ability to remain calm, cool, and collected regardless. It's been said time and again, whether he throws a touchdown pass or an interception, you know, the reaction is the same. I think what I've seen in him recently is within this system, this new system, a different system than when I was his previous quarterback coach back in 2010, 2011, is really embrace and become more comfortable, have an ownership with it. And as different people have come in to our system, his willingness to go the extra mile and give him some one-on-one time and one-on-one meetings with some of the new players, there's just a great deal of confidence. And he still has all those same positive characteristics that I can remember seeing in him when I was his quarterback coach. But I just see an overall level of confidence and comfort, I guess I should say, with this system.
Mike, because he's a rookie, do you temper expectations with the media expectations for Evan Ingram, or do you say, no, he's a first-round pick, he's a talented guy, you know, the bar set very high?
Yeah. I think all of our players bring something to the table, and we want to pull, that's our job as coaches, is to pull it out of them. Evan has a lot of ability. He's a versatile player. We were excited about drafting him and been very pleased with things that he's done in practice and in the preseason games. And so he's going to get his opportunities. And you know, I think he has high expectations for himself. And it's our job to try to help him reach his full potential.
Right. When you were in Tampa, you called players, right?
Yes.
How much different was it last year being an OC and dealing with college
players? Well, it is different. There's a feel that you get. There's a rhythm that you get into. I'll just say first and foremost, you know, it's Ben's decision to be the play caller, and I support his decision. And my job is to do everything I can from a preparation standpoint to get our offensive unit ready from the practices and meetings and so forth. And then on game day, be an additional set of eyes and give some of the feedback to him from Eli, or give some of the feedback to the offensive line coaches, to the other coaches. And so it is different, but at the end of the day, it's all about winning and doing whatever we can to do to win the game, and that's what's most important.
Mike, have you ever
played last one, guys.
A player like Odell, such a good player, that if he's not 100%, he serves a purpose as being a decoy, as being a guy that they have to worry about, and maybe he's not 100%, but he still can serve a purpose out there?
Well, as soon as you're asking that question, I immediately thought back to Big 17, Plexico Burress, and you know, there was a guy that through that entire year of 2007 wasn't able to practice, wasn't at 100%. And there were many games where he wasn't at his best, and yet because of the player he was, teams had to account for him. And if they didn't, he was still good enough, even though he was hobbled, to hurt them. So that certainly can be a factor.
Mike,